Off. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this time of the week to welcome our political humorist and satirist, the great Bill Melberg from Chicago. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Stevie J. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
And good morning, Connect FM listeners all across the USA and Canada.
Hey, yeah, that's right, Bill. Connect FM can be heard live via the internet all across North America and around the world. Just to go myconnectfm.com, myconnectfm.com, click on Listen Live. Back to you, Bill.
Well, Stevie, I mentioned the USA and Canada because this week the USA and Canada both celebrated their birthdays.
That's right. I know the United States turned 236 on Wednesday when we celebrated Independence Day. And I know that yesterday was Canada Day north of the border, but tell us, Bill, how old is Canada?
Well, Stevie and Diane, Canada Day, which used to be called Dominion Day, celebrates the confederation of the British colonies north of our border into a single independent country, Canada, comprised of four provinces, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, Ontario, and Quebec. That happened in 1867, so Canada, which now has 10 provinces and three territories, is 145 years old. We'll have more to say about Canada at the end of today's program, but first, let's celebrate the United States of America.
Yes, happy birthday, America. Joining us to talk about America's 236th birthday are former presidents George H.W. Bush.
Good morning, Stevie. My country tizzy. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Bill Clinton.
Hi, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hi.
And George W. Bush.
Howdy, Stevie. Howdy, Diane.
Hi.
We have one other guest on this morning's panel. He's the former Secretary of State under Presidents Nixon and Ford, Dr. Henry Kissinger.
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Hello.
Gentlemen, let's talk about the events in Philadelphia, July 4th, 1776. That, of course, was the day the Declaration of Independence was signed at Independence Hall. Dr. Kissinger, you're probably the best student of history among our little group today, so give us a little background information, if you would.
Well, the building now known as Independence Hall, located at 520 Chestnut Street between 5th and 6th Streets in Philadelphia, was built between 1732 and 1753. Edmund Volley and Andrew Hamilton were the principal architects. The hall is a red brick building designed in the Georgian style. Independence Hall was originally built to house the Pennsylvania Colonial Legislature. Of course, the Declaration of Independence was written and signed there in 1776, and the Constitution of the United States, the document now being shredded by the Obama White House and the Supreme Court, was written and signed there in 1787. I can tell you more about the architecture if you wish.
Well, I think you've already covered that, Dr. Kissinger, so let's move on to our former presidents. Gentlemen, who's your favorite member of the founders and why? We'll begin with President George H.W. Bush, 41.
Well, Stevie, my favorite founder was Thomas Jefferson. He was the principal author of the Declaration of Independence and the man who brought together so many wonderful ideas in one single document. Absolutely remarkable.
President George W. Bush, your favorite founder is?
Stevie, my favorite founder is George Washington, or as his friends called him, George W.
Why George Washington?
Well, because his friends called him George W., just like my friends call me George W.
Dr. Kissinger, did George Washington... did George Washington sign the Declaration of Independence?
I don't believe so. Let's see. If I remember, the signers were John Adams, Samuel Adams, Josiah Bartlett, Carter Braxton, Charles Carroll, Samuel Chase, Abraham Clark, George Clymer, William Ellery, William Floyd, Benjamin Franklin, Lyman Hall, John.
Excuse me, Dr. Kissinger, we'll take your word for it that George Washington didn't sign the Declaration of Independence, although he did chair the Constitutional Convention in 1787. But let's turn to President Bill Clinton. Mr. President, how about you? Who was your favorite founder from 1776, sir?
Oh, Stevie, that's easy. My favorite founder was Betsy Ross.
Betsy Ross?
Oh, sure. See, Betsy Ross, she was the only woman who is really associated with 1776. Now, some people think about Dolly Madison, but she came on the scene later. Dolly saved George W.'s portrait when the British burned down the White House during the War of 1812. That's right, George. But getting back to Betsy Ross, she was a cutie if you've ever seen her portrait. She's the person who designed the first American flag, and what a great job she did, making the first flag for the United States of America.
Yes, she did. And here's the late great comedian Red Skelton talking about that flag. I'm sure you're going to enjoy this.
But I had this one teacher. He was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher. Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell. He says, he says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts freedom is everybody's job. United, that means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states, 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose, all divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others, for all, which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
Really something. When we come back, political humorist Bill Malberg will be bringing us a little Canadian history to mark yesterday's celebration of Canada Day. And standing by for that, 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM, coming up on 8:46. Political humorist Bill Malberg. Bill, I understand you're going to share a little Canadian history with us this morning.
Well, that's right, Stevie and Diane. As you know, I'm an honorary staff sergeant in the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really quite proud of that honor.
That's that is quite an honor. And there's a picture of you wearing your uniform on your website. At an evening with the presidents.com. You look quite official, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. You've got the red jacket and the Mountie hat and so on. And since the Mounties are an important part of Canadian history, I thought we'd take just a minute this morning to listen to a short documentary about the history, or I should say about the history, of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. And here it is.
Sunset, that time of day when the tired Mountie sits down to dinner and gets his just desserts. And just what does the tired Mountie do after dinner? Well, if he's anything like Dudley Do-Right, champion of the oppressed and all-around goody two-shoes, he goes for a swim in the river.
Last one in is a rotten egg!
Which is just what he had eaten for dinner. The rest of his fellow Mounties remained in the dining hall, however. For you see, this was the middle of winter, and the river was anything but swimmable. By the time they got him out, Dudley's warm outlook on life had cooled considerably.
That ice is certainly thick.
So is your head, Dudley.
The vision of loveliness administering first aid to our hero is the haunting and ever-popular Nell Fenwick. She and Dudley have been engaged for 22 years.
You need someone to take care of you.
I have my horse.
You need a woman.
What is a woman?
I am a woman, Dudley, and I have decided to let you marry me.
10 minutes later, they stood before the preacher.
And if there is anyone present who objects to this union, let him speak now.
The gentleman about to object is Dudley's lifelong enemy, the malevolent Snidely Whiplash.
I don't know what it means, but I object.
Whiplash, you cur. So you would ruin my wedding, eh?
As a starter, yes.
Dudley picked up the thing nearest to him, which happened to be...
Bill, isn't that Dudley Do-Right?
Good grief, Stevie. Yes, it is. That was the wrong clip.
I hope the Mounties don't kick you out of the force because of that, Bill.
I hope we don't relaunch the War of 1812 because of this. 1,000 apologies to my Canadian friends.
Of course, this year does mark the 200th anniversary of the War of 1812. Bill, who won that?
Well, you know, Stevie, I remember my high school history books all mentioned that we won it down there at the Battle of New Orleans. But according to my Canadian friends, they won it.
All right, Bill Malberg, political humorist and satirist. You can check out his Mountie uniform and all of his wonderful political humor and satirist satire at aneveningwiththepresident.com, aneveningwiththepresidents.com, and learn more about Bill. Bill, always a pleasure, buddy.
Always a pleasure to be with you guys. God bless America and happy Canada Day.
Thank you so much, Bill Malberg, our star on Fridays from 8:30 until 9. We appreciate Bill. aneveningwiththepresidents.com, aneveningwiththepresidents.com. Okay, well, coming up, The Herd from ESPN, followed by Scott Van Pelt, noon to 3. Then it's Tay and Jay. This afternoon, 3 to 6, Cardinals at 6:20, Marlins in town, final series before the All-Star break. Congratulations to Edgar Brummett. He heard me play Hot, Hot, Hot earlier in the hour. It was the seventh call in and won 4 free tickets.
Mm-hmm.
The Cardinals game on Sunday, which should be darn near chilly. We're going to wake up Sunday. Well, I mean, kind of chilly. We're going to wake up Sunday morning at 63. We have no idea how that feels.
That'll be great.
All that yellow grass we used to have called green, it's just everything is dormant. We need rain desperately for the crops. But we shall return on Monday with Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny at 7:30. We kick off our first, second week of July already. Man, alive. Diane, have a great weekend.
Enjoy the weekend, Stevie J.
That is Diane Ducey. And again, I am Stevie J. We'll meet on Monday. Have a cool and safe weekend.